Hey, everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, based on Steli's request,
yes,
what are we going to talk about, Steli?
We are going to talk to the master of user testing.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
You know, a recent black belt, if I'm correctly informed, in user testing on how the fuck to do user testing for your startup, your product, and your market. So Heaton, I know that there was a time where you probably didn't do a lot of user testing, like actually like paying strangers or taking strangers, putting them in front of your product, having them click around and try to use the product and then express their opinions, their confusions, and their experience so you have more data on what works and what doesn't work with your product. There was a time where I probably didn't do much of that. And recently, you have done a shit ton of that. Like, you've done a tremendous amount of user testing. So I just want to tap into that black level, you know, mastery of yours and take some of those golden nuggets that you've acquired in terms of your learnings, share it with everybody that's listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So I could write a lot on this, and I already have. I could say a lot on this, but what I really believe is that there's basic building blocks to everything, no matter how complicated or daunting it seems at first. And through practice, you find those basic building blocks, and then it's just on, and you build from there. So basically, with user testing, we use usertesting.com all the time. It is the tool we use. We also use usabilityhub.com for certain types of user tests. So there's these two tools. Everyone asks me, what the fuck do I use to do user testing if I'm going to do it? I also get a lot of people who ask me, I can't do this myself. Can someone else do this for me? So here's the deal. I don't know anyone that can do this for you, unfortunately. I've written up instructions that are shared on my email list that I haven't written into a guide or blog post yet. But if you email me at Heaton, H-I-T-E-N, at producthabits.com, make sure you sign up for the email list first. But I will, and if you're already on it, great, I will send you those emails personally if you're really into this after you hear what I have to say about it. Okay, I had to get that out of the way, Steli, because
yeah,
like the amount of emails I get about this is pretty high. And especially when we were doing these. So we user tested a bunch of sites, Duolingo, Mixmax, and Grammarly to understand onboarding. Onboarding meaning that process people use to sign up for a product. We user tested those three products because we thought they had fantastic onboarding and we learned a ton about them. We did this about late last year, or actually early this year. I don't remember anymore. I think it was late last year. And we learned a ton about user testing. And in the beginning, I thought it was for experts. And I have people at my company, different companies actually, that do user testing all the time. But that's part of their kind of holistic job, and they do a bunch of other stuff. And so I really want to learn it myself because I realize that it's actually easier than I thought. And the key to user testing is whether it's your own website, prototypes before you actually build them, but you've already designed them, or someone else's website or app or mobile app or whatever, you can user test it. So I'll give an example. The other day, a company launched in my space, one of the spaces I work on in terms of product and one of my businesses. And within 10 minutes of knowing they launched, I had a user test running on their homepage because that's all they had. It was like some early access page they launched. And it was like really thorough. And what I wanted to know was, how is their message resonating with people? Period. Does it make sense? Is it clear? They had a bunch of messaging that was different than ours, or our proposed messaging in the future. And we've done a lot of user testing on this business already, and we wanted to learn that. So literally, I set the test up in 10 minutes while my team and I were actually just looking at that competitor just for fun. It was later in the evening, and we realized that they had something new. And within an hour, we had videos with people spending 6 to 10 minutes talking about that homepage to us and telling us everything that confuses them, what they understand about it, and what they don't. And the amount of information we got in just that one user test with five people looking at it is probably more information than they have about their homepage. And you know how I know that? We learned a lot of things that they're doing wrong just by that user test. So it's like, you know, for me, it's like this, like, come to Jesus, so to speak, moment. Mm. Once I realized that this is a tool in my tool belt that's really powerful for many different things. Now, here's the weakness. I just said that there's 5 videos that are 6 to 10 minutes long. Holy crap. I have to watch them. Mm-hmm. I don't just have to watch them. I have to watch them and transcribe them. And then I have to watch them. I transcribe them. Then I analyze them. So it takes